Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chaf of Masechtas Chulin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the distinctions between Shechita and Malika. In the Karban Oif, a bird offering, we do not do Shechita, but Malika, in which the Kohen decapitates the bird from the back of its neck with the nail of his thumb. Shechita menat Tzavar, or menat Staden. Shechita can be done either from the front or from the sides of the animal's neck. Malika menat Oif. Malika must be done from the back of the bird's neck. The Ne'er B'chia say Malika is fulfilled either b'loy ma'achzor simonim. He does not move the simonim to the back, and he cuts both the mafrekas, the bone of the spine, and the simonim. Or b'ma'achzor simonim, the kohen moves the simonim to the back of the neck, and he cuts only the simonim, but not the mafrekas. The machlik is in whether Malika is fulfilled only with koitzitz v'yayrid. The kohen presses down into the neck and severs the simonim without moving his finger back and forth, or even with moilichu maybe, or even with moving his finger back and forth. The discussion regarding ikur simonim, if an animal was shechted properly by cutting the simonim, but the top of the simonim was detached from the lechi, the shechita is possible, and this is one of the five primary halachas of shechita. And Tani Rami bar Yecheskel, ein ikur simonim ba'if. Ikur does not apply to the shechita of a bird, and even if there was ikur simonim, the shechita is kasher. Nishbra mafrekas v'rev basur ima nevela. If the bone of the spine and most of the flesh of the neck was broken, even though the animal still twitched, it is considered dead and is metami tumas nevela. And accordingly, Malika is fulfilled only by chaytich shedro mafrekas b'loy rev basar. The kohen cuts only the mafrekas and the simanim, but he does not cut rev basar.